DA says Compton officials aren't playing it so straight. It's the Friday Mixer. The LA County District Attorney's Office says Compton's mayor and council members have been illegally boosting their salaries for years by paying themselves for commission meetings that sometimes lasted only a minute. In some cases, officials have been paid whether or not they attended those meetings at all. Mayor Asia Brown was allegedly paid an additional $4,000 a month on top of her authorized monthly salary of $600. The four council members received about $3,400 more a month. Joining us with more information is Angel Jennings. She's a reporter with the LA Times. Hi, Angel.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for joining us. And Karen Fauché is senior investigative producer for Al Jazeera America, who did a similar story a couple of years ago. And Karen, thank you for your time today as well.
Thanks for having me.
Angel, I want to start with you in laying out the DA's allegations about these Compton officials and their inflated salaries. What's being alleged right now?
Well, the DA is not making any allegations. They're saying it straightforward. It's a cease and desist letter, basically saying that they've combed through the minutes of meetings, council meetings, the board and commission meetings, and they found that these city council as well as the mayor were paying themselves additional money to sit on meetings that lasted, you know, as little as a minute. The average was 5 to 7 minutes, but people were paid regardless of whether they attended the meetings or not. And because of that, it's not in accordance with the city charter, and the DA said they had to stop paying themselves extra money. If not, they face prosecution.
Karen Fauché, you did a story about it back in 2013.
Yeah, I did it. I did it when I was with SoCal Connected. I got a tip from somebody saying, go down there and check out these meetings. And Steve, I went. And the meetings lasted about 2 minutes. And
well, what did they do? Did they just
did they
gavel anything?
They go housing meeting, and then maybe somebody has something to say or not. And they go, okay, finance meeting. Pause. Okay, economic development meeting. They went very fast. And I went, what? And so I combed through 1 year's worth of agenda items and minutes. And you know what I found in 2012? I found, for one thing, they were making about $55,000 a year. 75% of that was for these commissions that never met, or they would meet for a minute. And I did the math, and I found out they were making $1,500 an hour, because they were only met for a total of 26 hours in 1 year. And so I wanted to find out, well, what are you doing for all of this? And I went to these meetings. We attended. They couldn't tell us what they did. And then I found out, guess what? They're also meeting for the month. They're getting paid for the month of August, and they're not even there in August. And when we asked Mayor Eric Paradin, do you think you should be being paid for meetings that never happen? He goes, no, but it's tradition.
So it's tradition.
It's tradition. And I have to say, I went to many of these meetings, and there were some folks who attend them all the time, and they were quite rude to these people. They would get up and say something. They would cut them off, shut them down, deny them to speak. So it was just kind of a weird thing. So when the story aired, it was a week or two before the election, and double the amount of people showed up to the voting polls. And I think our story had something to do with that, and Eric actually
lost. It resonated.
That's what I was told. People were really angry about this because they'd been seeing this and going, why are they getting paid for doing nothing? And that seemed to be the theme. And as far as I can tell, this hasn't changed.
Well, Mayor Asia Brown, right, beat Eric, and the
yeah?
tradition continues.
The tradition
apparently.
Continued. The tradition continued.
Angel, you said no charges right now. Is that a possibility, do you think, down the road?
I haven't spoken to the DA. They have issued a no comment on this, but we're hoping to talk to them soon. But what they're saying, they have not made any statements regarding whether they're going to file charges or not. But even my colleagues Ann Simmons and Abby Sewell wrote about this back in 2010. They sat in on those meetings as well. They combed through the council meetings and basically outlined exactly what the DA said back in 2010. And no charges were filed. This was done in response to the scandal that happened in Bell. A lot of reporters at the LA Times then started looking at these smaller cities, and Compton was one of them. And outlined in a long, you know, front page story that mentioned that Eric Paradin was attending meetings or getting paid for meetings he wasn't attending and was missing a lot of meetings, almost half the meetings, and still was getting paid for the job. And no charges were filed. There was no letter issued. And now the DA is looking into it, and they're saying that officials have to stop inflating their salaries.
Well, and to be sure, Compton Mayor Asia Brown did issue a response today saying basically that the salaries are part of the city charter. tradition, I guess, is her other word for that, and can be only changed through some sort of public vote. Is that right, Karen?
Yeah, that's right. And it's funny, I just got off the phone with one of the community activists, and she said, we are not supporting changing the charter. There doesn't seem to be a lot of love. You know, again, I haven't done a major poll, but not a lot of love to change the charter here.
Not a lot of love to change the charter, but if you're a citizen of Compton and you're seeing that people are meeting for 2 minutes and, you know, and gathering all this money.
Well, right. Why would you change the charter so they could continue to do that? You know, and the other thing we found out, and Angel's right, the LA Times has done great reporting as well. We found out, and this goes beyond the scope, but I remember I found out some guy who was a friend of the council was making $25,000 a month recording the city council meetings. You know, I wanted to apply for that job. I mean, I could not believe.
It seems like good work if you can get it, right?
$25,000 a month for recording 4 council meetings.
Angel, you know, I'm curious because this letter is drawing some comparisons with a salary scandal, and Karen mentioned the city of Bell. You guys did Pulitzer Prize winning work on Bell and what happened there. Do you think it compares?
As far as the salary amounts, it does not compare to Bell, but the practice of inflating one's salary with a board and the commission meetings definitely have shades of Bell. That would send 4 city council members as well as 2 top-ranking officials in jail because they were padding their pockets by sitting on these meetings that lasted a minute long and collecting absorbing amount of money. They were in 6 digits. Some were breaking in a million. Compton, this less amount of money, however, is still vastly more than what the charter calls for, which was $600 a month.
You think changes like this, you guys, I'll ask both of you before we wrap it up, do you think if we paid them more that they wouldn't be tempted to do these things?
Well, so I got some response from readers who said that by allowing the city council and the mayor to have a living wage, that they were prevented them from taking bribes and backdoor deals and engaging in political corruption. But in order to do that, they will have to change the charter. The city charter states $600 a month. And last month, the mayor, he proposed a ballot measure that would allow the residents to vote whether the city council's total compensation, including for the board meetings, as well as the commission meetings, total compensation would be equal to the median income of the households in Compton. But that initiative was rejected by the city council, so voters could not vote on that because it didn't make it past the city council.
Steve, this is a part-time job. Yeah. They meet 4 times a month. What are they doing? Where's the accountability? Where's the transparency? Why should they get these living wages and all of this? I remember when we did this story, we polled other cities. Nobody else was getting these. You know, Huntington Beach, which is doing quite well, you know, they didn't have any of these. They weren't being paid this. And so I guess if I were a resident there, I would say, show us why you deserve this. Show us the economic plan, the housing plan, the public finance plan. Show us that you deserve this, because I'm looking at it and it's still the same old place.
We'll see with this cease and desist letter that went out from the DA's office this week, whether or not that this continues or not, and whether some type of change happens in the city of Compton. I want to thank you both, Karen Fauché with Al Jazeera America and Angel Jennings with the LA Times. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.